It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Yes, it's Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com, and we are here to interface about IYFW's anniversary show happening on Saturday, November the 15th at the Duanesburg Area Community Center in Delance, New York. I, of course, am talking about Season 8, Settled in Steel, capped off by that huge steel cage main event matchup, but we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. We're going to talk about what we know about November 15th, the latest happenings here at this website, and I've got exclusive information for you right here to talk about November 15th's anniversary show. Some more matches been made official this week, so let's get right to it. First of all, what do we know about the anniversary show? Well, first of all, we know that Mr. Canada, Ricky Williams, the current IYFW New Breed Champion, will be defending that title and not his unrecognized Canadian Heavyweight Championship against Elite Terrell. Elite Terrell, of course, was the 2014 Coronation Cup winner, which gave him the chance to challenge the Pillar Roman Dominguez for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship back on August 9th. Elite was not able to win the title that night, but he impressed the championship committee so much that they have given him this chance on November 15th. And we should be getting comments, actually, from the current New Breed Champion, Ricky Williams, very soon. So keep checking this website for that. We also know that the SOG, Ronnie Ribs, put out a special challenge to his old military buddy, Sergeant Fury. We had no idea that these two men shared a military past. Of course, we knew about their military careers, didn't know that they had interceded in each other's lives. Well, Ronnie Ribs feels that he has just not been doing what he needs to do in IYFW. He just can't seem to get things going, and he feels that Sergeant Fury, a match with him on November 15th, will stoke the fire, will get the creative juices going. If he beats Sergeant Fury, Ronnie Ribs feels that he can make it in IYFW. But if he can't beat Sergeant Fury, Ronnie Ribs says that he may very well leave the promotion altogether. Now, nobody wants to see that. We don't think Sergeant Fury wants to see that, but Sergeant Fury is taking this challenge deadly serious as anything he has ever done here in IYFW. These two former military men, now longtime friends, will battle November 15th one-on-one. Lately, we've also seen a challenge laid out by the mighty Franz Roddy to the Wolf, CJ Scott. Franz Roddy wants a rematch after his loss to CJ back on August 9th. Well, we have yet to hear from the Wolf on whether he's accepting this challenge or not. Hopefully, we should be getting comments from CJ Scott soon about that challenge, or maybe he'll just have the mighty one wait out until November 15th and give him an answer then. We shall see. And of course, news has gone out on this website that not only are you going to see great wrestling action happening in Delance on November 15th, but there to perform live for the audience in the Duanesburg Area Community Center will be one of the craziest bands ever to come out of the capital region, Hungry Jack. Yes, Hungry Jack will be performing during the intermissions that night. You can learn all about this band that's been around since 1997. They've gone through a lot of personnel changes in their career. They've got crazy costumes, crazy songs, crazy lyrics, all kinds of crazy stuff with this band. You can learn all about them, their history, their bios, their merchandise at their official website, www.hjack.net. That's HJACK.net. Definitely check those guys out. Support them just like you do support the independent professional wrestling scene in the capital region. There you can buy the Hungry Jack merchandise. You can download their songs. I've got a few of them myself. They definitely rock it out. So it's going to be fun to see those guys perform at the anniversary show. And how about the big announcement that was made just a few days ago? The challenge to the franchise Shane Douglas by the In Your Face Wrestling champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez. Yes, the champion made the challenge to the franchise, proactively talking to management saying he wanted this match on November 15th. Now, you got to check out the champion's video here at this website to learn all about why he wanted this match to take place. It is an incredible story that the Pillar tells on why he wants to face the franchise on November 15th. Of course, we know about Shane Douglas's long tenured career. He's been a WWE Intercontinental Champion, a WCW World Tag Team and United States Champion, and of course, we know his legacy as being the first ever Extreme Championship Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. Such a history he brings to the IYFW ring, the Pillar, making many, many points that his shoulders have not been pinned in almost 3 years. His hand has never tapped out. His mouth has never uttered the words, I quit. This is a main event caliber match happening at the anniversary show that you definitely do not want to miss out on. Well, that's the stuff that you know about already. How about some stuff you don't know, but I do, and I'm going to put you in the know here. We're going to interface right now as I give you this exclusive information. Three more matches that have been signed for the anniversary show. First of all, two men that we saw competing back on August 9th from the Western New York independent scene will go one-on-one. It will be Big Rig Dewey Murray taking on Maximo Suave. Both these men, as I stated, competed back at the VIP event on August 9th. Dewey Murray was successful in tag team action with his mentor, the legendary Chip Stetson, and Maximo Suave was challenging for the IYFW New Breed Championship. So these two men will take each other on one-on-one in Delanson. And also, just been announced happening at the anniversary show will be an in-your-face rumble match taking place. One man entering the ring every 30 seconds. Of course, eliminations happen by throwing the man over the top rope and onto the arena floor. You know how the story goes. One man's left standing, and he will be the winner of the rumble on that night. Many wrestlers signing on to be a part of this matchup. We're hearing that Liam McFerrin, Ian Daniels, Princess Shahnal, the Rickety Rocket, and many others will look to compete in the IYFW Rumble at the anniversary show. And I talked before about the New Breed Championship. How about the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Championships as they will be defended? This match has been signed just this past week. For the titles, you will see the current champions, the Knockout Gang, Gabriel Soul and Jamar Justice, members of Blood Money, as they will be defending those titles against one of, if not the most prominent tag team in the Western New York independent scene, two men who have held the coveted NWA National Tag Team Championships, Rob Sweet and Hellcat, the Rochester Wrecking Crew. Yes, the open door policy that IYFW has, it is open to everyone in the area, around the area, and these two men were talking to IYFW management about coming to Delanson on November 15th, and the championship committee knows about their history and felt these men are definitely worthy to be in contention for that tag team title, so that great tag team title matchup is now official for November 15th. So look at all this great action we've got going on the anniversary show from top to bottom. The IYFW Rumble match. Two men from the Western New York independent scene will collide. Two military buddies are going to get it on one-on-one in the IYFW ring. The New Breed title, the tag team title, the Pillar versus the Franchise, Hungry Jack playing live, and it's all capped off by the big one, Settled in Steel, the Icon versus the Legendary One. Chip Stetson and Drake Evans will end their feud, this vendetta, this blood feud, inside the confines of a 15-foot-high steel cage. Man, that sounds so good to say. Let me say it again one more time. Inside the confines of a 15-foot-high steel cage. Rolls nicely off the tongue, doesn't it? Yes. Chip Stetson, Drake Evans in the steel cage. And another piece of information for you folks. In the past, IYFW has looked to one individual when it's a big-time matchup. Someone that will call it straight down the middle, is not intimidated by anyone. And this man has been picked to referee the steel cage match. I am referring to the former Minister of Wrestling Operations himself, Max Burton. He will be the special referee for the steel cage match between Chip Stetson and Drake Evans on November 15th. So there you have it, folks. So much to talk about. So much more we're hoping to find out here at this website. We want to find out if CJ Scott accepts the challenge from Franz Roddy. We hope to hear from Ricky Williams. We definitely need to hear from both Chip Stetson and Drake Evans. And hey, what about one tattooed ugly Len Oddity? We are now waiting impatiently for this man to give us some kind of explanation. We feel we deserve one. Len Oddity, if you can hear me right now, if you're listening to the interface, we here at IYFW, we demand, yes, we demand an explanation on why you did what you did, why you betrayed Northern Fury, your longtime friend Vigo, and a man who admires you in Sergeant Fury. We definitely want to hear from Len Oddity. And folks, the only way you can find all this great action or see all this great action November 15th is to be there live. Go to the merchandise section of this website, get your tickets for this event. There are special family package discounts going on. And while you're there, check out all the great new IYFW merchandise to show your support of the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region. And hey, don't forget about our great home video series featuring all our great shows, including all our anniversary shows. There's the very first event, Let the Madness Begin. 1 year later, Let the Madness Continue. Then Rising Spirits of Madness. Then Deception is Reality. Then Cauldron of Hate. Then Endgame. And last year's anniversary show, Exit Wounds. And now, November 15th, you don't want to miss out on this show, folks. Get your tickets right now. Well, I think that's going to do it. I think we've interfaced enough and give you all the information I have. I hope to see you all November 15th. If you don't hear from me until then, we'll be speaking after that event about all the fallout from Season 8, Settled in Steel. Don't miss out on this show, folks. Get your tickets right now to be there for In Your Face Wrestling's anniversary show Saturday night, November the 15th at the Duanesburg Area Community Center in Delanson, New York. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRock.